Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my plate. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
I apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
Steve Rosenblum. Dr. Suckage to you. Welcome in. It's Saturday Suckage. I'm here. I suck so you don't have to. Let's take attendance. Let's see who else is here this holiday weekend. Grabber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys... not gonna make anyway. You guys are suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
And he's coming back to town, and he's gonna see his former team, Toby.
Oh my God, this sucks.
Random Bears fan.
And the further
we do,
we suck.
Terry Borg.
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks.
I wouldn't say seeking perfection. It's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that's suck.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I'll tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun, but there you go. I suck.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Legendary Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Justin Fields coach Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked.
I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
More than that, and still. Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Yeah, Michael Kopech is a legend in L.A. because the White Sox suck. White Sox pitching sucks.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Sean Sears.
Reporting here to suck for you.
There you go. Your Labor Day Suckage producer is right here.
I am. Who would have thought? We had time to prep for the show today, too. It was nice, right?
Right. Well, we have a new show. Paul Pabst is on.
Right, right.
Tailgating R Us, right? Isn't that it?
That is right. Yeah, it was great.
What's the official name of the show?
I believe it's that. Let me take a look here.
Yeah, no, you take a look. And so we've added to the scores Saturday's Suckage, well, the Saturday programming, and college football season, week two. It's just stupid. Week zero. You really, like, college football doesn't have enough problems. It's not dumb enough. And, like, students aren't dumb enough. And now you're telling them it's week zero. It's week one. That would be the first week in which you'd play games. That would be week one.
Paul's new show, by the way, is called The Tailgate with Paul Pabst. If you guys aren't familiar with Paul, he's the executive producer for The Dan Patrick Show. He'll be doing every Saturday from 7 to 8 in the morning hosting. Today he had, I think, Jared Payton.
He did indeed. And it also was timed out that if you see it on the tweeter machine, that Bill Belichick was diagramming plays from what used to be the college all-star game. Parents, tell your kids, all the college all-stars would play the reigning Super Bowl champions. And it would be in a summer game. It would be in Chicago. And it finally got called off because of lightning and rain and whatever. But one time in Soldier Field, Walter Payton out of Jackson State was playing in the game against the Steelers, against Jack Lambert. Walter Payton leveled Jack Lambert and also undressed him. It was a sign of things to come for the way Walter Payton would be. So it's really cool. Good weekend for the Payton family. We hope it keeps going. Again, this is Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. Even on this holiday weekend, it's our gift to you. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. That'll get you to our listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number, 312-644-6767, also gets you to the Score's text line. The way Jim and Steger. Steve, good holiday weekend, everyone. Unbearables are going to be overrated. Well, that's a fine way to start the show. It appears we could use some bear-ipy. We are going to do bear therapy right now. That phone number, 312-644-6767. I can worry about the phone calls. Sean, you're going to have to be the text wrangler because it'll just go too fast. So
I'll wrangle those texts for you.
So here's the thing. Dr. Suckage is in. And Dr. Suckage is going to offer bears therapy. Bear-ipy. It is called bear-ipy because you need to get it out. I know there are these, you're vulnerable. And this is the time of year when Bears fans are the most vulnerable. I'm telling you, it's okay to go nuts. This is the best reason to get your heart broken. Ryan Pace is not bringing you crap. Ryan Poles has cleared it out and brought you the top pick. You are not being asked to fall in love with Mitch or Glennon or Dalton or Justin Fields. You are not being asked to believe in a guy whose greatest claim to quarterback insight is that he can get you Drew Brees' autograph, the way Ryan Pace could. No, you're being asked to fall in love with a top pick in the draft. The top pick in a quarterback draft that some think might rival or exceed the legendary 1983 draft. We'll talk about that later. You're being asked to fall in love with a guy who was there when Patrick Mahomes traded up for, played in all he does is win Super Bowls. A guy, you're not being asked to fall in love with a guy who's deciding that for the Bears. I mean, this, and there are detractors. There are detractors. Sean King, for one, is a detractor. He doesn't want you falling in love right now. Sean King had offered this.
That means people are going to have to probably downgrade their Bears expectations.
Oh, yeah, y'all are delusional. Like, y'all are on Cowboy fan base delusion level.
Well, you got rid of Ryan Pace. You're not asked to believe in that guy who would know a quarterback at a Manning family Thanksgiving. You're not asked to believe in Matt Nagy, who couldn't coach the game in front of him, and all of Patrick Mahomes' ministrations and machinations make it worthwhile. You are being asked to fall in love with the Bears quarterback. And I know that's a hard thing to do. And this is the quarterback to do it with. This is the reason. He's good enough to get your heart broken. And you certainly know the difference, right? This is really like being in love. Like something draws you in, or a lot of things draw you in. A lot of things keep you in. A lot more things reveal themselves. A lot of things you didn't expect, right? Keenan Allen, for instance. Like, whoa, where did that come from? Oh my God, Ryan Pace is quarterback dumbing down.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Falcons, and there's Romo Dunze, who's just sitting there at 9 for you, instead of the Falcons taking a receiver that Kirk Cousins needs. But this is like being in love. What you saw was he won a Heisman Trophy. He had a lousy team. He ran around. He did all kinds of things. And he had some tough games. And through it all, I mean, this is a guy who was so comfortable in the spotlight. He's a USC quarterback. And USC football, by the way, in LA, no big deal. But the Dodgers held a bobblehead night for him. And he was comfortable with it. He came here, he leaned into everything. He handled himself with poise. Why duck it? These are the expectations. This is not... I will be very surprised if this guy goes all Trubisky and starts turning off televisions at Hallis Hall. And when you fall in love, right? You're vulnerable. You open your heart. You go, oh, my God, here I'm asked to believe again. But other things reveal themselves, present themselves. You get some wonderful opportunities you didn't expect. I mentioned Keenan Allen. Wait, DeAndre Swift, a guy who actually catches footballs out of the backfield? Oh, my God. How'd that happen? Wait, what's that other tight end? And a new offensive coordinator who believes in a two tight end offense when he already had one in Cole Kmet, who's a top 10 tight end. Wait, all of this. You know, at some point, without leveraging it or rationalizing or whatever, you make a decision. And the decision, if you're really in love, is she worth getting my heart broken? I know that. I know how that works. The answer is yes. This quarterback, if you're worried about this, is what you spent a lifetime thinking about. See, when you're in love, you're thinking, oh my God, it's forever. And you act. What you've seen and heard from Caleb Williams in college with the Bears, learning the leaning into the pressure, why duck it? And what he did in the preseason, that throw to Odunze is like, oh my God. Wait, that's what Aaron Rodgers does. That's what real life quarterbacks do. We're not used to that here. The way people talk about him, other than Sean King.
Y'all are delusional. Like, y'all are on Cowboy fan base delusion level.
And that's fine. That's the guy. If not now, when? If not him, then who? Fall in love. I mean, the worst thing that happens, it's already happened to you. It's already happened. It's been Cutler and Trubisky and Glennon and Dalton and Justin Fields, a wonderful running back who can't play quarterback but was given the quarterback responsibility. The worst thing that can happen if you go full meatball, if you go Studzinski, that's why we used to do Studzinski and meatballs. He was a full meatball for a guy like Justin Fields or anybody who's back there. This is the guy. Caleb Williams is the guy. This Bears therapy has been brought to you, and you're welcome to respond. 312-644-6767 if you need to be talked into it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to somebody much more rational than Dr. Suckage. We'll talk to somebody who has money invested. He's Ryan Horvath of BetMGM Tonight. We'll talk to him. What do you do? How do you invest your money with the Bears now that you want to invest your heart? I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. Thank you for listening. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. California, yeah.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670, The Score in Odyssey Station.
Are you comfortable in the pocket as well?
Yeah, I can do anything and everything that the team needs me to do. In the pocket, out of the pocket, whatever the case may be, keepers. Play fakes, play actions, handoffs, under center, gun, sprint outs,
You name it.
Bears.
Caleb Williams, yeah, whatever you want, I'll do it. Subtext, I'll be great at it too. Mark Grody was on the front and back end of that. Mark Grody will be here at noon. We'll talk Bears with him. And before that, we'll have Mark Grody giving an instructional a lesson to Bears rookie quarterback on what it, the Bears and Bears and the Bear Claw, and we'll discuss that in a little while. And I encourage you to do this. Download the Odyssey app. Search for 670 The Score and tap follow to receive alerts on our Bear coverage. If you can't get enough, check out the Take the North podcast with David Haw and Dan Wiederer, breaking down the biggest storylines ahead of the new season. Follow Take the North on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Our next guest is, that's the guy, Caleb Williams. That's, you fall in love with that guy. If not him, then who? If not now, then when? Because that's, I know Bears fans, you're vulnerable. You've invested your heart in a whole bunch of losers. Well, this is, what do you got to lose, right? You already got experience with that. That's investing your love and your heart, your fandom.
Bears.
Now we're talking about investing your money. We're doing it with one of the best people we have on the show from BetMGM Tonight. Co-host of BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans, 105.9 FM, 6 p.m. Central. He's Ryan Horvitt. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. This is one of my favorite days of the year. I mean, you know, week zero last week was a little bit better than expected because we had the upset of Georgia Tech over Florida State, but this is when football season really begins, and it's a great, great day.
I can't, as if there are reasons to hate college and the expense and all that, but calling the first week of college football week zero is right. Stupid. If you can bet on it, it's week one, baby.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make any sense. And the other thing is the games that we get, right? Like, I know that we're going to do the thing where we kick off the season in Dublin, Ireland every year now. But, I mean, give us a better matchup. That said, it ended up being a pretty good week of football because all the games were close and competitive. But every spread was a double-digit spread. If we're going to kick off the season, give us Georgia, Clemson, like we're watching right now, week zero or whatever you want to call it. So I'm with you. I can't wait for the NFL season as well. I was a little let down, not going to lie, Steve, with the Hard Knocks and the whole no swearing. Not that I need a whole lot of F-bombs and swearing, but, you know, I just can't get into Hard Knocks like I used to. Like 8-10 years ago, I feel like it was appointment viewing where me and my buddies would get together on the couch in college and we would have to see every episode live. Now, I don't really care. It's just a bunch of fluff, but I am excited for the Bears.
But it's the Bears. You grew up in a little background. You grew up here as a Bears fan and that was your team, and then here the Bears finally consenting to it, and the Mick Pearl clutchers, George McCaskey wants, first of all, any kid, if you think it's going to be PG, any kid who's going to watch Hard Knocks has heard it on the bus, in the hallways, maybe said it to his teacher or her teacher, and any kid who, for whom it would be safe, who you, they wouldn't be watching Hard Knocks. I don't get it. Besides, we discussed the science of it last week, that cursing is a sign of higher intelligence. I think that's, it's all ludicrous. But why did you, as a Bears fan, lose interest when the Bears are finally on the show?
I don't know what it was, really. I mean, I should say I enjoyed all the Caleb stuff, seeing Caleb Williams. But I've been following his career really since high school. I mean, I'm in the D.C. area now. He grew up over here. And I loved him at USC. He reminds me a lot. We do player comps. I hate player comps. But he reminds me a little bit of Aaron Rodgers. He's got that ego. He's got that little bit of that cockiness. But also, you know, not the biggest guy, not the tallest guy or strongest guy. But he just has it. He can make every single throw. There's certain things that worry me. Him outside of the pocket. That's where all of his turnover-worthy throws came at USC and most of his interceptions. His QB rating goes down. But I think a lot of that was just him trying to make a play. Because if USC didn't score last year on every single drive, they were going to lose because that defense was historically bad. But I enjoyed the Caleb stuff. I don't know. I feel like when it first came out, you kind of got an inside look. You know, you got more of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Not that you ever want to see somebody lose their job, but you would see the guys get cut. You would see guys, you know, get told they were going to make the team. I don't know. I just feel like it's the same thing every year. And I couldn't get into it as much as I thought that I was going to. That said, I am really into the Bears this year. I think they're going to be good. The problem is the NFC North is loaded. I think Detroit realistically could win the Super Bowl. Last year, they probably should have went to the Super Bowl. They blew a 3-score lead, people forget, against San Francisco in the championship game. Green Bay, unfortunate for Bears fans. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon because Jordan Love looks really good. And then everybody's writing off the Vikings, but, man, you still have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, and the defense was actually okay last year. So I just think that the division got a little bit better, but I love the future for the Bears. And I love Caleb Williams. I love the cockiness. I love the ego. I love the episode where he comes out and just says he's never been nervous in his life. I wish I could relate to that. you know, give me that.
Ryan Horvath is my guest. BetMGM tonight. That's where you hear him. He co-hosts a new evening show at 6 p.m. Central Time with Brad Evans, 105.9 FM in the area, BetMGM tonight. He joins me on the guest hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Let's talk about Bears numbers. BetMGM tonight, where's the win total? Because I want to come back to that. It's where I've shopped, where I've seen it, seems very curious. Where is the win total? What's the last you've seen?
8.5. Which is about right, and I think it's accurate. You know, Minnesota sitting there around 7.5, Chicago 8.5, Green Bay opened up 10.5, which surprised me a little bit because they have the same number as Detroit. I played Detroit over 10.5 immediately. I think that's an 11-win football team. But yeah, the Bears are kind of right there, middle of the pack, which makes sense. You know, they won 7 games last year, and this is a much better football team, I think, on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think a rookie quarterback's ever been drafted into a better situation than Caleb Williams has. The offensive line should be better. Keenan Allen in camp, that was another thing that I kind of liked seeing, the joint practices where Keenan Allen looks so dominant. He's coming off a career year. That's why I knew he wasn't going to take a pay cut to stay with the Chargers, and he shouldn't have. I know he's a little bit older, but if he's your number 2, number 3, that offense is going to be really scary. And the defense, the secondary should be much better this season. And I know, you know, there's people that aren't sold on Eberflus, but he's a defensive-minded head coach. And I think the defense has a legit shot of being top 10. So the Bears are sitting there at 8.5 wins. Next year, I would expect that number to go up. You know, but you're kind of protecting yourself because maybe they win double-digit games. Maybe they only win 6-7 games. But, you know, it's tough with a rookie quarterback, even if he is as talented as Caleb Williams. And you can't really go much higher because of the division, because you have 2 playoff teams already in Detroit and Green Bay that won playoff games last year.
When you look at the Bears, I think 8.5 is, for what I see of this team, and like you described the situation that the best quarterback in the draft is walking into, maybe the best quarterback in any draft has walked into, or maybe the best situation any quarterback in any draft has walked into that way. So when you look, do you look at the schedule, not just to see the opponents, but the way it's stacked up, that it's almost 2 seasons, the one without the division games and the one that's all division games. And in the Bears situation, I think it's great that they're playing all of the outside division games, not as a preseason, but as a way to rack up, get yourself ready for the kind of division crucible you're talking about. Do you look at that when you're looking at wins and totals and where to put your money?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's usually what I do. I do more win totals and futures and MVP bets, stuff like that, than I do betting pre-flop games because it's so hard to beat the market. The market in the NFL is correct 99% of the time. You know what I mean? Like, you really got to bet games early if you want to try to beat it. Same thing with college football. So I like the win totals, and that's what I like to do. I like to look at schedules. So that was the first thing. I mean, you know, I know some people think I'm crazy because I came out a couple months ago and said the Bears could win 11, 12 games, but it's because of the schedule and the situation, like I said, that Caleb's been drafted into, but you don't have a divisional opponent until week 11. So he's going to be a completely different quarterback. Like you said, there's 2 different seasons almost. We always hear this with rookie players. You know, once you hit week 5, week 6, you're not going to see those mental mistakes usually, and I think Caleb's going to be a completely different guy by then. So that's what I like about Chicago. No divisional opponents until week 11. And then, you know, even for other teams, the reason I like Detroit, I look at their schedule, and Jared Goff struggles in cold weather situations, and he struggles when he's under pressure. They have 13 games this season in warm weather or in the dome, and you also bring back your offensive coordinator in Ben Johnson. So I don't think there's going to be any regression. Another example, everybody likes the Houston Texans this year. it makes sense because of their offseason. You bring in Stephon Diggs, the defense should be better. But people also forget, last year they were projected to win 5.5 games, and they played a last-place schedule. This year they have to play a first-place schedule, and I think the division got better with Jacksonville and Indianapolis. So, you know, I look at stuff like that, and while a lot of people just look at who the quarterback is, the offseason moves, and they bet win total overs, I look at the schedule, strength of schedule. I think that's also important, and that's what I love about Chicago. Again, I mean, you know, no divisional games until week 11. That's huge. Not having to go on the road in Lambeau Field, not having to go to Minnesota with that crowd, and not having to go into Detroit in the dome for a young quarterback until second half of the season. I think that's huge for Chicago.
I think that I think there's a lot to be said for the schedule, but I want to know, Ryan Horvath is my guest. BetMGM tonight is the show. You can hear it at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Central Time, 105.9 FM. So we talked about the schedule, but do you look at opposing quarterbacks top to bottom, looking at win totals? Because the Athletic did a piece rating teams' degree of difficulty on a schedule. The Bears had the second easiest schedule based on the way they rated quarterbacks. Like, now the Cubs get – Cubs, oh my God. The Bears get to play – Sam Darnold twice, and they do it near the end when, God knows, it could be Brett Rippon for all we know at that point, the way quarterbacks get injured. So they're playing quarterbacks who aren't very good. I don't know that they're playing an all-pro at all. Jordan Love is probably the best quarterback they're going to play, and they're going to play him twice in the second half of the year. Do you look at opposing quarterbacks, or doesn't that matter because there's too much team there?
No, I think opposing quarterbacks, that's huge. That's the one thing you look at. You even look at opposing defenses, like even going back to the Texans. They play one of the hardest schedules in the league, but also they play the fifth easiest schedule of opposing quarterbacks. So I expect the defense to be better, and that's why I can't go under on the win total. But that's another really important thing. And, you know, I mean, especially losing Aaron Rodgers from the division, we thought that was going to be big. But then it turns out Jordan Love might be even better. Which is crazy. Green Bay just continues to get it right at the quarterback situation. But that is really big, especially if you're going to see backup-type quarterbacks, a guy like Sam Darnold. We know what he is. He's a bridge quarterback. He's starting this season because J.J. McCarthy's hurt. Or he was going to start the first four games of the season while J.J. learned the playbook. You know what I mean? But there's just certain guys you want to see. You want to see the Gardner Minshews of the world. You know, you want to see young quarterbacks. That's the other thing I look at with a lot of these teams. Who's facing rookie quarterbacks, really? Who's facing Bo Nix and, you know, the Aiden O'Connell type guys? So opposing quarterbacks, I do think that that's really big. Now, if it's like, you know, you're looking at Brock Purdy and you're like, okay, it's not Tom Brady, it's not Matt Stafford. You got to look at the weapons around him, obviously, if they have a George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey. But quarterback play, I mean, we know this in Chicago. It's so important. You could have a top 10, top 5 defense and win a Super Bowl every once in a while. You know, you could be Trent Dilfer and win a Super Bowl. But, man, it's the last couple of years, the last 10 years, look at the quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls. It's Pat Mahomes, it's Tom Brady, it's Hall of Famers. So you have to look at opposing quarterbacks and opposing defenses. I think that's huge, too, especially for a young quarterback like Caleb Williams. You know, if he's starting off his season against Baltimore, you know, and against some of these top defenses, you get a little bit worried. But that's not the situation. That's not the case. I mean, even, hell, week one, I had to bet Tennessee plus 4.5 because a rookie quarterback should never be laying 4.5. I think the Bears win, but I think it's more of a field goal type game. But even, like, right away, you start off the season against a secondary that's shaky. They made some moves this offseason. They bring in L'Jarius Sneed. But I love that for Caleb, too. You know, it's not like he has to start off the season with Baltimore, one of these top five defenses. So I think he's going to be able to get his teeth wet early on in the year.
So you took the points with a team with a quarterback who has a mayonnaise cologne.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
Ryan?
I'm not even, you know, it's funny. I'm not a fan of him either. I did not like Will Levis in college. I believe that I used a glorified fullback. He's like a meathead. He doesn't slide. He doesn't get out of bounds. He likes to take hits. He's kind of a weirdo. The whole mayonnaise thing, that disturbs me. I'm disgusted by that. But he's got a cannon for an arm, and I like the offseason because they just went out and got him a bunch of great receivers. I mean, I know D-Hop's, he's been there for a couple of years now, and he's another year older, but he's still a top 15, 20 receiver in the league when he's healthy. They got Calvin Ridley. I just think it'll be a closer game. But yeah, I did take the points with Will Levis. I'm not proud of myself.
Who is The one thing, another part of what the Houston Texans had, but they got the quarterback right. And,
oh, yeah.
And it seems that, and Ryan Poles got the quarterback wrong until we see Caleb Williams in real games, but there's reason to be enthused. But Ryan Poles got it wrong. They got the quarterback right. Two things they had going for them. They played every game at 1 o'clock because they were so ignored. And they were ignored by TV. They were ignored by the league. Those teams happen every year. Who do you see as the, if you're looking at an investment opportunity, the surprise team, who's going to be this year's Texans?
So I think Carolina is going to be better than people project. Everybody wants to write off Bryce Young. It was a disastrous rookie season, but we see this with a lot of those guys that have bad coaches. You know, Trevor Lawrence was written off his rookie season, but then we were like, oh, wait a minute. Urban Meyer was just a terrible head coach. He was too busy playing grab ass at the bar after the game rather than, you know, trying to scout the opponent. We all heard the story. He didn't know who Aaron Donald was. He was like, man, this number 99 guy on the Rams is good. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he's been the best defender in the league for the last 5 years. Where have you been, Urban? I mean, I don't want to write off Carolina, but the team I really like, I don't know if there's that last place to first place team this year, but my hot take is I think the Niners might miss the playoffs. They're getting a little bit older. They lost Dre Greenlaw in the Super Bowl. He got hurt. The defense wasn't great last year. They had to bring in a new coordinator. And then on the offensive side of the ball, Trent Williams is still not at camp. And I know he's one of the better left tackles in the league, but he's in his 30s now. Is he going to be in football shape when he shows up? McCaffrey's been healthy the last couple seasons. Can you rely on that again? I like Seattle a lot. Everybody's talking about the Rams because they're flashy. The Seahawks, in my opinion, made the best coaching hire other than Jim Harbaugh this offseason. They brought in Mike McDonald, who was the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. That defense last year was historically good, one of the better defenses in NFL history. I really like him. And then I think Geno's going to have a bounce back year. There's just too many weapons. DK Metcalf, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Tyler Lockett's still there. They have two really good running backs. Both of their running backs could go for over 1,000 yards. Zach Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker. The offensive line should be better. And one of my favorite players in the league is the kid from Illinois. He was only a one-star coming out of high school, Devin Witherspoon. He might end up winning it's tough for a corner to win Defensive Player of the Year. It's a pass rusher award. But he's going to be really good this season. On the other side, they have Reek Wolin. I think the defense is going to be much improved. And I think Seattle might win 11, 12 games and win that division. So they're projected to win 7.5 only. That's my favorite win total. And I think that's the sleeper team that nobody's talking about. I know it was a down year last year, but I think they're going to be good.
No, the Bears just got the offensive coordinator from there. The guy that Pete Carroll never rips any of his guys, but he came as close with Shane Waldron as he did at any time, talking about we're not doing a good job of getting the ball to our playmakers, which is like directly pointing the finger directly at Waldron. And now you're saying, oh, Geno Smith's going to have a bounce back here from the guy under whom he got coached to a comeback player of the year. Stop it, Ryan.
So, you know, that's the one thing that scared me a little bit was that hire. There's people that like it. There's people that don't like it. And then we saw the viral videos, you know, some former players like a Jaxon Smith-Njigba talking about the offense. And it didn't seem like they were sold on him. Didn't seem like they really liked him. And there was a lot of weirdness going on. So I expect that offense to bounce back. And that is what worries me a little bit, is just the Bears play caller situation the last couple of years. Never, ever, ever do you hire anybody from the Matt LaFleur coaching tree. All those guys have jobs because of Aaron Rodgers. I find it crazy that Nathaniel Hackett is still calling plays for the Jets. And Luke Getsy, I never liked that hire. So we'll see. I'm just hoping that Caleb is so talented and he's generational and it doesn't matter who's calling the plays. Like you and I could call the plays and he's still going to put up 30 points every week. That's my hopes.
Well, I think Nathaniel Hackett should be coaching Nathan Peterman so that they could have Nathan Nation.
I agree.
Ryan, I appreciate it. Always great talking with you. Thanks for the information.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. He and Brad Evans host a great show. You just heard him. Ryan's terrific, wonderful to talk to, wonderful analysis. That is BetMGM tonight, 105.9 FM here locally, 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Take a break when we come back. Mark Grody, Professor Grody, is doing some teaching of the Bears quarterback. Grody will be here at the top of the hour, but Mark Grody was, we've kind of a lesson. We audited a class of Mark Grody. We'll bring that to you. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Packers suck!
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Dr. Suckage is in. Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's okay, Bears fans. Believe in your quarterback. Also believe this. This is quite a thing. This afternoon, the Cubs take on the Nationals in D.C. Pre-game coverage begins at 2:30. First pitch at 3:05 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. That will be the second of two of this three-game series, and the Cubs keep putting crooked numbers up. The third game will be tomorrow. This news, courtesy of G-Dub Cub, Gordon Whitmire, formerly the Sun-Times, Dusty Baker's son, Darren Baker, is getting called up by the Nats Sunday for his big league debut, according to reports from Washington. That means Dusty Baker's son will make his debut against one of Dusty Baker's former teams, if he indeed gets called up and it's official and he's there Sunday. Maybe he'll face Jordan Wicks. Who knows? I don't know. The Cubs, they're playing pitcher roulette, starting roulette.
I think Tyone is slated for Sunday, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, we don't know.
No, we don't know.
And has anybody asked if Hendricks has been DFA'd yet?
I don't think so.
All right.
You could ask if you want.
Somebody, I asked. Yeah. Has Hendricks been DFA'd? Oh, I love the guy. I thought he was great. I thought Joe Maddon just went nuts, went terribly stupid. Kyle Hendricks had a 4-run lead, complete control in the fifth inning of game 7, and there was nobody who seemed better equipped to do that. And Joe Maddon had to get in the way of that. That's where I think he got himself fired. It just took 4 years to get it done. I think they looked at Theo and Jed looked at it and said, how could somebody be this stupid in the biggest of, because it goes back to the night before. The night before,
he puts Chapman in
and didn't get him out when Rizzo homered. I mean, what are you doing? Save him. And it was just, and then Rajai Davis, right? I mean, that's how you knew everything was wrong with
Never
Chapman.
Been more mad to see like a cut to LeBron James cheering for something in my life. Oh my gosh.
So, anyways, that might happen tomorrow. Dusty Baker's son, Darren, might make his major league debut.
That's cool.
Not why he called. Why he called was what we talked about before. Mark Grody will be coming up at the top of the hour. Caleb Williams was a guest on the afternoon show. Is that what we call it now? Matt Spiegel and friends, Matt Spiegel and company, Matt Spiegel and the baggage he's dragged around before. Matt Spiegel, it's a wonder he has not caught any kind of diseases with all the partners he's had. Matt Spiegel has a raft of partners now. I don't know if it's audition or just filling time. And hey, don't cost the station its license. But there was Mark Grody. Mark Grody is wonderful with everybody. It's always been a joy to work with him. When we co-host shows, it's wonderful to have him on. We'll do that at the top of the hour. So they had Caleb Williams on. Mark Grody covers the Bears. And they got an interview with Caleb Williams, Matt Spiegel, Mark Grody. And, you know, Caleb Williams comes in and so, duh, Bears, right? Every starting, ending, whatever. And the bear claw, I'll have something to say about that in a moment. But here's Mark Grody, because Mark Grody does Bears.
Bears.
So here's Mark Grody trying to instruct the Bears rookie quarterback.
I absolutely love it. I'm sitting in your press conferences. The only adjustment that I would make to it, Caleb, like once you get comfortable, just simplify it and just go with a simple Bears. Bears. Just like that. You don't even need the duh. Just go Bears.
Got it.
Okay. Professor Grody. There you go. Got it. Yeah. So we'll ask Mark, because that was Thursday, right? Wasn't that it?
I think it was Wednesday.
So any future Caleb sightings, we'll see if we'll keep score, for those of you scoring home. And by the way, I saw it in the Tribune. There were pictures of they had the Soldier Field food exhibit, like they rolled it out. And there were several bear claw ideas, which is unfair to our friend and – Saturday Suckage Roll Call participant, contributor Julie Swyka, a baker over there. She's an artiste. And she, as soon as we started talking about, Caleb does the bear claw thing, and he holds up his hand, bear claw. And I said, Julie should have designed, and she did. I said, she should have designed a bear claw. And she had the picture ready. She shot me a photo, and this was, I don't know, whenever they drafted him.
Sometime in April, then, May?
Yeah, I'm thinking it wasn't long after that. And she shot me a picture of, here it is. Here's a bear claw. Let the people at Soldier Field know if they got a new chef. And I don't know what happened. That was left in the hands of Robbie Triano, and had a number over there. And I don't know what happened, but Julie had the bear claw. It was a real bear claw for the Bears, promoting the bear claw because of what the new quarterback said. And then they roll this stuff out, and it's like a pretzel bun. I think they did a pretzel dough thing of, right? A bear.
Yeah, it's basically like a big pretzel, kind of shaped like a bear claw. Just kind of looks like a big pretzel, though.
Right. It looks like a lumpy pretzel. That's not it. They're supposed to be sweet, diabetes-inducing, that kind of thing.
Yeah, man. The bear claws are a thing. You don't need to make it something else. It's already a thing.
Right. You just do it, and all you do is put orange and blue icing on it. That's what you do.
They should have contacted Julie. I've only heard about her baking. I've never tasted it. But.
Oh, my. It's art. It is art. All right. We will take a break, and we will get to co-founder of the Saturday Suckage Show and the Wake and Bake Club. And it says here, Mark Rohde is not just on the Bears beat for the score, but he's a Pearl Jam enthusiast. Is that true, Sean?
It is so true that I've actually hooked him up with parking passes in Wrigley the last couple nights so he can go to the games.
They're not games.
The concerts, excuse me.
Wow, well, look at you. So Grody's got a guy in Wrigley. Grody's got a guy. He's got clout.
Yeah, I'm the guy.
Grody's got a guy. Hey, you got a guy. All right, we'll talk to Grody about his guy. And the guys he covers. Chicago Sports Radio 670 score.
Bears.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.